Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Pasuk says in Echa Perek Bet, Kumi roni balayla, al nefesh olelayich ha'atufim bara'av. Get up and call out to Hashem in the nighttime on behalf of the life of your young children who are sick from hunger. Rav Shimshon Pinkus noted that the word used for prayer here, rina, means to pray with joy and praise to Hashem. So therefore, he asked, it seems to be out of place here. Why should a person praise Hashem with joy if his children are starving? The rabbi answered, when the gates of heaven are closed and people are in need of blessing, there is no greater way to access that blessing than by singing and praising Hashem. When a person is able to make himself truly happy by appreciating everything Hashem has given him, and then he shows a happy face towards Hashem, then Hashem silecha, Hashem reciprocates, and kaviyachol shows him a happy face, opening up the gates of blessing for him. Thanking Hashem with feeling and a real appreciation brings beracha. A young rabbi told me, about 2 years ago, he prayed Shahari one day in a shul that he usually did not pray in. It was a Friday morning, and all of the congregants left right after the prayers. He was all alone in that shul and had some extra time. He decided to do something that he had never done before. He went over to the Aron Kodesh and began thinking about everything Hashem has given him. And he wholeheartedly said thank you to Hashem for each one of his blessings. At that time, he had 2 children, and of course, he thanked Hashem for each one of them. That same evening, an hour before Shabbat, his 3-year-old son fell out of their second-story window. He had a 17-foot drop right onto the concrete. A witness said he saw the child flip over in the air and landed directly on his 2 feet. Miraculously, the child was calling mommy when he landed. Hatzalah was called and the boy was rushed to the hospital. When they arrived, there was a team of specialists outside from the trauma unit ready to test the child for any sort of damage. The first doctor tested for internal bleeding and said negative. The next doctor tested the child's breathing and said it was fine. The next doctor tested for brain damage and said negative. And there was 4 more doctors after that. Everyone was in shock. The only damage which took place was that the child broke his femur bone. It was indeed a miracle that this child was alive. And the young rabbi made a big se'udah toda'ah to thank Hashem for it. He said there at that se'udah, who knows if my thank yous that morning, thanking Hashem for each of my children, are what saved my son's life. The reason he told me this story now is because just the other day, he prayed at that shul once again. And once again, everyone ran out after tefillah, and there he was, alone. This time, he only had 4 minutes to spare, as he had to rush to a meeting. He went over to the Aron Kodesh, and he thanked Hashem for his blessings. He was in need of financial help, but instead of spending the 4 minutes asking for money, he decided to spend it thanking Hashem. About an hour after he left that shul, he was given 2 unexpected bonuses from 2 different sources. The news of the 2 bonuses came within 4 minutes of each other, the exact amount of time he spent that morning thanking Hashem. He received a total of $10,800. And he was filled with Hakarat HaTov to Hashem for opening up the gates of blessing for him. Thanking Hashem with true feelings of joy and gratitude can do wonders. Have a great day.